This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, advantages of taqwa. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the advantages of taqwa in the Islamic lifestyle. Well, we know that taqwa is the criteria of the acceptance of the a'mal, of the deeds that we perform. And Allah accepts only from the muttaqeen, from those who are God-wary. Therefore, there must be some advantages and the positive effects of taqwa in the life. And when we look at the advantages, we can say the first advantage is that it solves the economic issues. It solves the spiritual and the social issues of the society and the person. Why? Because with taqwa, when we are God-wary, we observe the justice. Everyone in the society, they are observing the justice. They are not oppressing others. Everyone is dealing with others with justice. Obviously, they are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not disobey Allah. So in the society, when we have this, the society automatically becomes a muttaqi society, a God-wary society, and therefore they will not face the issues that we have right now. The second advantage is that this taqwa gives respect to the mu'min. A person who is God-wary, since he is living his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives him respect. Allah puts his love in the hearts of the people. We have many examples, for example, like Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Behjat. These were the personalities, Allama Tabatabai. I can name every single of them who were the pure mu'min, who were muttaqi. And we can see the love of them in the hearts of people. And obviously how Allah has put their, the love in the hearts of people, it is because it's the promise of God that if you live for God, Allah will make you the most beloved person on the earth, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the advantages of taqwa in the Islamic lifestyle. One of the advantages that can be counted in having a taqwa is that it helps us to save ourselves from the whispers of the evil or Satan. Because when we are having the taqwa, when we take every single step for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to take a step, I think before I perform something, and I think whether it is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if this thing, specific thing that I'm performing, it is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I avoid the disobedience, I'm literally, basically fighting with the whispers of the shayateen. I am basically confronting the waswasa or the whispering of shayateen, and it will keep me safe from following the evil path. The advantages of the taqwa is that it brings the blessings in the house. In my earnings, I have blessings. Maybe I have less income, but obviously I have inner peace. I have spiritual peace. And I do not struggle a lot to earn the things. Maybe there are many people who have a lot of money, but on the other hand, they are struggling a lot. They have diseases, they have illness, they have issues in their life, which I do not have, and I have peace. The other thing is that it gives the basira, it provides the taqwa brings the citation of, knowing the right and wrong, the differentiation of the right and wrong. It comes with the taqwa. And the last but not least, is that it is the cause of, you know, waving away or getting the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the cause, it causes the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hereafter, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.